With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Pope has passed away. Pope Francis died at 7:35 this morning. In an announcement, Cardinal Kevin Farrell of the Vatican announced that the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the home of the Father. Pope Francis was born on December 17, 1936, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, the first pope from the Society of Jesus, the first from the Americas and the Southern Hemisphere, and the first born or raised outside Europe since the 8th century Syrian Pope Gregory III. He was created a cardinal in 2001 by Pope John Paul II. Francis maintained that the Catholic Church should be more sympathetic towards members of the LGBT community and stated that while blessings of same-sex unions are not permitted, he believed the individuals could be blessed as long as the blessings were not given in a liturgical context. Francis was socialist politically, a critic of capitalism and consumerism. Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court will hear arguments this spring on President Trump's plan to end automatic birthright citizenship. White House correspondent Greg Clexton has more.
Office, the president signed an executive order to end birthright citizenship for the children of people who are in the U.S. illegally. That order was halted nationwide by three district courts. During arguments on May 15th, the Supreme Court will consider whether those lower court judges exceeded their authority. In the meantime, the president's executive order remains blocked. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas tornadoes caused damage west of Fort Worth. A tornado was confirmed near the town of Toller, where several homes were damaged. Trees were knocked down, blocking roads. Two people believed dead after severe storms caused flash flooding near Oklahoma City. Police say two vehicles were swept away. One was on top of the other. The two in that vehicle got out. Three were in the other vehicle. Only one escaped. This is SRN News. Most pastors are pretty sure their church will be around for a while, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that 94% of Protestant clergymen say, quote, I expect my church will still exist in 10 years. Only 4% say they do not believe that the congregation they currently lead will still be there a decade hence. The survey also finds that the least confident pastors are those who lead smaller churches, many of which have fewer financial resources and are closer to the edge economically. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump is making good on his promise to end the war on Christianity being waged by leftists in government. Mr. Trump signed an executive order on eradicating anti-Christian bias. That order aims to protect the religious freedoms of Americans and end the anti-Christian weaponization of government by identifying anti-Christian conduct and recommending policy changes. The Secretary of State asked employees to report any incidents of bias. This is SRN News. Economist Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council says the group's annual Rich States, Poor States report released every April 15th shows the lowest ranking states generally have the highest taxes and more regulation.
Where you have the top 10 states that have a very free market outlook, low taxes across the board, incentivizing entrepreneurship and small business. And it's just a much different environment of getting government out of the way of businesses and individuals versus having government be empowered to make all the decisions.
One spoke with Salem Radio Network. Police are looking into two swatting incidents made against addresses linked to the Frisco teenager who was fatally stabbed in the heart at a track meet in early April. False 911 calls were made reporting gunshots at the homes of Austin Metcalf's family members over the past several weeks. Police have charged 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony in that murder. More details at SRNnews.com.